Congressional District 1 stretches from Oro Valley to the Utah border, making it larger than many states. So last night, the three candidates met northwest of downtown Tucson to make one final group pitch. Supporters of Democrat Ann Kirkpatrick and Republican Jonathan Payton filled the seats of the gym at Legacy School on Cortero Farms Road. With only 30 days before the general election and only a few days before early ballots hit Arizona mailboxes, both candidates know their messages well. Payton often returned to the idea that Congress should be a check on the executive.
I do not believe it is the role of the federal government to tell you what you should eat, tell you what you should drink, and do all of those different things. I think that's the role of your state. I think that's the role of your local government. If you choose, you have the best opportunity to vote in or vote out those people at your local level, and the government that governs closest to the people governs best. Not the federal government, not people in Washington, D.C.
And candidate Kirkpatrick stuck to her theme of forgetting party labels when she was last in Congress 2 years ago.
Median household income in this district is $33,000. We have 12 Native American tribes. Their median household income is $7,000. Now, one-third of the Navajo Nation, which is the biggest tribe, doesn't have electricity or running water. I worked with John McCain, our senator, to lift an administrative freeze so that those folks could once again fix up their homes. But that's an example of a regulation that was not working in Washington, and it's an example of what you do about it. You reach across the aisle, you work with your colleagues to get things done.
Sitting in the audience was 14-year-old Brett Goldsmith. After the debate, he said he's glad the candidates hold debates so people can hear directly from those hoping to serve in Congress.
A lot of people were out there already made their mind, just went to support their side. There are other people who want to, you know, listen to what candidates really have to say instead of their advertising, which you hear all the time.
Libertarian candidate Kim Allen also participated in the debate put on by the Oro Valley and Marana Chambers of Commerce. When the candidates were asked what is the first thing they'll do if they win, the third-party candidate chuckled and said, "Go to Las Vegas." I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.